growing up in poverty, I knew I wanted to make a difference in my own life. I wanted to have an education, and I wanted to come to America to have my bachelor's, my master's, and my PhD. And when I took the idea to my mother said, you know, Tererai, we come from a tradition where when a child is born, the elders, they take the child's umbilical cord or the birth cord, wrap it in a cloth and bury it under the earth with the belief that wherever the child goes, the child will always come back to her community. So she said, so you can bury your dreams. And I buried my dreams. And so I realized at that moment when my mother said, your dreams will have greater meaning if they are connected to your own community, I realized that it's not only about me and my dreams, but it is also about going back and make sure that the same women and the same girls, they also believe in their own dreams, they also attain their own dreams. And it's the reason why I am now building schools in my own.
What is it in you, Tererai, that made you be able to achieve so much and then now to start building a school and giving it back?
I want to go back to the moral obligation that I have. To an extent, it's gratitude, but to an extent, it's also a moral obligation. I come from a society that says I am because we are. Since we are, therefore I am. And it becomes part of who I am. And I have that moral obligation to give back to my community. No one is forcing me, but I'm also recognizing that to be who I am is because of others. I stand on the shoulders of many, many people, and I have that moral thing to give back to my own community. And when I go back home all the time, when I see men and women in my community bringing their own girls to me, as well as boys, and say, Tererai, can she be just like you? I also realize that because in my community, we never had women as role models. Our role models have always been boys and men. And by educating girls, now they see me coming back and building schools and promoting education, promoting equality. And I think it speaks a lot to, yes, we can also have women as role models. These are the things that really drive me to make more girls, more women be a role model in our own community.
And how many students have passed through your school so far?
So far, we have about 4,000 children that have gone through school, and almost 60% of that are girls. And we also have about more than 125 teachers that have been trained.
What would your advice to young people be?
You know, I'm always looking for advice myself, but I always go back to what my mother used to say. You know, she used to say that we may have conquered the colonial enemy, but the enemy within is more formidable and worse than the enemy outside. So, young people, don't be defined by your past. Neither should you be defined by the challenges that are in front of you. Work hard. In the long run, you will enjoy. And also, just to make sure that you align yourself with people that believe in your vision and align yourself for the greater good.